Nerds.
Today's episode is sponsored by Smart Travel, a new podcast from NerdWallet. Want to travel like a savvy jet setter? No, that doesn't mean monogramming your passport. It means making smart decisions every step of your trip, which means knowing your options. Smart Travel unpacks the facts, like which booking sites actually save money, how to fly first class using points, and if that fancy travel card is a smart investment, all so you can save more on your next adventure. Follow Smart Travel from NerdWallet today and start traveling like a pro. What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Thumbtack presents the ins and outs of caring for your home. Out, procrastination, putting it off, kicking the can down the road. In, plans and guides that make it easy to get home projects done. Out, carpet in the bathroom. Like, why? In, knowing what to do, when to do it, and who to hire. Start caring for your home with confidence. Download Thumbtack today.
Timberwolves and Sixers tonight at 6 from Philadelphia. And sneak peek at the standings, have the Timberwolves right now at the moment in the 6-hole. Top 6 avoid the play-in tournament. And the Timberwolves in good shape to be in the postseason. No worry about that at this point, one way or another. But the goal, get in. To that top 6 and avoid the play-in tournament as they go into Philadelphia. And the Sixers have been a major disappointment. Joel Embiid went down with an injury, and the latest word is he will have surgery on that knee. Kevin Lynch joins us. He covers the Timberwolves for FanDuel Sports Network. Kev, good to visit with you.
Good to hear your voice, my friend, as always.
Yeah, have you been outside to play tennis yet? Or has it all been indoors?
No, oh, that's a good question. I was out a couple weeks ago.
Nice.
And it was, yeah, you know, if the sun is out, and let's just say it's 45 or 50 degrees, but the sun is out, you just bundle up a little bit, and once you start moving and hitting the ball, it feels great. Plus, the fresh air is just fabulous after being stuck inside for 3-4 months or whatever. So,
Yeah, no doubt. And, Kev, always in great shape and ready to go 365 days a year. Hey, Kev, I wanted to ask you about this Timberwolves team. They've certainly made it interesting this year, and I've never seen a team that some nights where it's like, man, these guys are really good and can be super dangerous, and then some nights you're like, I don't know. Would they even get out of the play-in tournament? That's what's so crazy about it. And I know a lot of it has to do with the outside shot falling. You know, how is the team collectively doing? But if they bring it defensively, they can be a dangerous team.
Yeah, no question about it. I mean, the whole inconsistency of this team has been, like you said, just a head-scratcher. You just, like, you don't know what you're going to get. The first, you know, 2.5 months of the season, you know, season started in October and all the way through, you know, at some point in December, it's just like, what is going on here? This is a team that had a good chance to get to the NBA Finals last year with Towns, and last year's season with, you know, the Wolves started 1-2 last season, like the first three games, they were 1-2. And then they just caught fire. And literally a couple months later, they were like 25-7 or whatever they were at that time. And it just, everything was kind of in sync and it just worked. And then this year, then you trade Towns and then you kind of starting over in a lot of ways. And I think everybody figured, okay, you know, maybe a month of kind of rough results to start the season, but they'll figure it out. It's basically the same team without Towns, but it just hasn't gone that way. It's been incredibly up and down. It's been surprisingly inconsistent. It's been frustrating. And like I've always told you, it's like they take a step forward, then they take a step back. Then they take two steps forward, then a step back. And the whole season has been like that. So it's been frustrating, but the talent is there to make some noise. And with how up and down they've been, Steve, I don't think they got to get into the top six. Don't even mess with the play-in because they're so inconsistent. They have one off night, one game, in the play-in, whether they just don't play with energy, and their season is done. So to me, it's especially important for this Timberwolves team to get in off the bat, and then you get six or five, you're going to have a good matchup in the first round, or even seven for that matter. If you do go play-in and get the seventh spot and you get Houston, is Houston that much better than the Wolves? I mean, they've had, I guess, a better season, but the Wolves can beat them in the first round. So they just got to figure it out, be more consistent if they can find that, and they should be in good shape. So we'll see.
Yeah, and you look at the Sixers' major disappointment. I already talked about Embiid and, you know, how his total career has been short-circuited by injuries and what might have been. You remember when the Sixers were like a title contender, where there were people saying, this Philadelphia team, you know, they had Harden once upon a time, and we don't need to talk too much about James Harden. But my point being is now the Sixers are well out of it, and their future very much in doubt. And then you have the Bucks, who won a title coming up on the schedule on Tuesday. They get Memphis, solid team. They fired their coach for some reason, and then you close it out with the Nets and Jazz. So over the final five, the Timberwolves have an opportunity. You know, if they go 4-1, they should be top six.
I think so, yeah. I would think, you know, I mean, the teams right around them, you know, Golden State, the Clippers, at least Memphis has been sinking a little bit, but you got some teams that are also, you know, playing pretty well too. So, I mean, at this point, just don't even worry about what Memphis is doing or the Clippers or the Warriors. Just handle your business. I tell you what, that Grizzly game is going to be interesting this week, and as well as that Milwaukee game too. So the other games tonight, the Nets and the Jazz, you know, show up, put your work in, play together, play hard. You should take care of business, I would think, at this point when the stakes are so high. But those two other games, the Bucks and the Grizzlies, are going to be interesting. So because they're playing for a lot themselves, but it's must watch TV at this point. This is going to be interesting and entertaining how this all, you know, plays out here this last week.
Yeah, and I'm glad you brought that up. Tonight's game against Philly, you just have to take care of business. You can't walk out of the building and we let one get away with five to go and a chance to get into the top six. You got to win the game tonight.
Yeah, you do. I mean, and like you said, the Sixers are probably the most disappointing. I mean, they go and get Paul George, and you think Embiid's going to be healthy all year. Tyrese Maxey's a good player, and, you know, you have kind of a three-headed, talented monster right there. Then some other decent pieces. You think, you know, the Sixers are going to be up there, but it's just totally disappointing. And a lot of these teams are just kind of tanking and trying to lose to try to get that first pick in the draft. But Wolves just, you know, games like tonight, get off to a good start. Don't give the Sixers any belief. And, you know, hopefully, like you said, the Wolves defense is locked in. They'll be just fine.
Yeah, and the Jimmy Butler move to Golden State, they're 7-3 in their last 10, and they're right there with the Timberwolves. As a matter of fact, a game in front of the Timberwolves at the moment in the 5 seed. You never know how things are going to work out. You have Steph Curry, one of the all-time greats. You have Draymond Green. And then you bring in a guy like Jimmy Butler, and so far it's worked. It's energized that team. I'm not sure they have a title run in them, but Jimmy Butler is at least going to get them into the playoffs, and we'll see.
Well, what do they call it? Playoff Jimmy, or what is that the term right. They call Jim? Playoff Jimmy, you know. Yeah, when Butler behaves and's not tearing down an entire franchise like the Sixers or the Heat or the Timberwolves, you know, then he's a good player, you know, and when he's locked in and focusing on just basketball, you know, all this talk right before the trade deadline, you know, a couple months ago, it's like the Warriors are trying to get Kevin Durant, and I was like, I don't know if that's a great fit. Durant is, you know, at this point, where is that guy at in his career? It's almost, Jimmy Butler's almost a better fit. Well, they tried to get Durant. Durant didn't want to go to Golden State again. And so they go and get Butler. And to me, Butler, if he's focused on basketball and just worrying about that, he's probably a better fit than Kevin Durant. So, he's a little younger as well. So, yeah, it's working right now with Golden State. Draymond Green was saying right after, you know, the trade happened, Butler joins the team, they win a handful of games. He's like, oh, we're going to win the championship now with Jimmy Butler. And I'm like, all right, Draymond Green, I don't know what you're talking about.
Yeah.
You're crazy. Yeah, you don't know what you're talking about. But they're a way better team. They're going to be they're going to do some damage in the playoffs, but they're not going to win a championship. That's crazy talk.
Yeah, I don't see that at all. Well, Kev, the weather's going to warm up end of next week. You'll be able to play a lot more tennis outside. So
hey, maybe you and I should get out in the court and I'll be Bjorn Borg and you can be John McEnroe or so. You know, have some fun hitting the ball around.
The only tennis I play is table tennis. I can probably run the court in table tennis. I've got the reach. I've got the reach to cover the court, at least. Dude. Not your reach, but I've got, yeah.
Well, plus, Steve, when it comes to ping pong, you're very tenacious, and that's a problem for me.
Hey, late at night when there's nothing going on, what do? I watch those crazy pro table tennis videos on YouTube. God. Those guys are amazing.
Yeah, right. Exactly.
All right, Kev, good to visit with you.
Thanks, Steve. Have a good weekend.
There he is, Kevin Lynch, and you see him on FanDuel Sports Network, Timberwolves analyst. Quick break by the Wolves and Sixers. 5 to go in the regular season there. It is 11 minutes in front of 6. We'll go outdoors with Steve Carr.
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof like Aloe, Allbirds, or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling and for shoppers buying simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet and the not so secret secret with Shop Pay that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going. So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell whenever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout experience as business powerhouses like Aloe, Allbirds, and Skims. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast to upgrade your selling today. shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
I recently found out that you can see a personal dietitian covered by insurance. There's this platform called Nourish that will match you with a dietitian based on whatever your concerns are, whether that's weight loss, eating disorders, autoimmune conditions, or something else. They're actually a network with major insurance providers, so most patients pay $0 out of pocket. 94% of patients pay $0 out of pocket. Find your dietitian at usenourish.com. That's usenourish.com.
Say yes to Pure Leaf tea and free gas for a year only at True North Convenience Stores. When it comes to quality, say yes to the delicious taste of real brewed Pure Leaf tea. True North stores are stocked with your favorite flavors like unsweetened, extra sweet, and raspberry. For a limited time, enter for a chance to win free gas for a year. Check the True Rewards app for details or download the mobile app from the Apple or Google Play stores. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Ernie, in a moment.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Hi, this is Javon, your Blinds.com design consultant.
Oh, wow, a real person.
Yep, I'm here to help with everything from selecting the perfect window treatments to...
Well, I've got a complicated project.
No problem. We make the complex simple. I can even help schedule a professional measure and install.
I didn't realize you did that.
We can also send you samples fast and free.
Wow, I mean, I always thought I needed a designer to come to my home, but scheduling's always a nightmare.
Not with Blinds.com. We're on your schedule, and there's no haggling, pressure, or hidden fees either.
I just might have to do more.
Whatever you need. How about you tell me what you had in mind?
Okay, then. So the first room we're looking at is for guests coming over, and I'm thinking of something.
Blinds.com has covered over 25 million windows, all backed by a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Shop Blinds.com now and save up to 40% site-wide. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Hey everyone, quick shout out to Whole Foods Market. You know I'm all about eating fresh and finding quality ingredients, and that's exactly what Whole Foods delivers. Whether you're grabbing organic produce, high quality meats, or just a quick healthy snack, they've got you covered. Plus, they're all about sustainability and supporting local farmers, which I love. Next time you're grocery shopping, check them out. You'll taste the difference. Spring is the perfect time to refresh your table, and Whole Foods Market has everything you need. Hosting brunch? Picture this. Flaky, buttery quiche, crispy bacon, fresh berries, and of course, cold-pressed orange juice to brighten up your morning. And if you're in the mood for something fizzy, check out their seasonal Italian sodas. Berry Blend and Orange Hibiscus are total must-tries. So whether you're planning a casual get-together or a full-on feast, Whole Foods Market has you covered. Make Whole Foods Market your destination for all spring gatherings.
It's no surprise that facial hair is personal. It grows from your face. Whether you're going smooth shaven or maintaining a beard, Dollar Shave Club offers shave and grooming products that are always high quality, but never overpriced. Visit DollarShaveClub.com and use promo code SHAVEUP for 20% off $20 or more.
Take me out to the ball game.
What are you doing?
Did you know DirecTV has the most MLB games?
So you're singing?
Yeah, they put your favorite teams front and center right when you turn it on. Buy me some cold cuts and flapjacks.
Those aren't even the words.
I'm allergic to peanuts.
Stream DirecTV, home of the most MLB games. Visit DirecTV.com. Claim based on total games offered on sports networks. Availability varies by zip code and package. New customers. Service renews monthly unless you cancel. Choice package required. Restrictions apply.